Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm Lionel
app.
Moyes. Another on-campus shooting, this time at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Five people were injured, including four students. Officials say their injuries are non-life-threatening. The shooting happened during the school's homecoming festivities. In a press conference, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott urged lawmakers to do something about the nationwide gun epidemic.
This unfortunate and unacceptable tragedy joins, as we know, a long line of colleges and schools around this country that have seen incidents like this.
Classes are canceled today, and officials say they will make a decision later on homecoming for the rest of the week. Congressman Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House and says he will not try to get his job back when the GOP votes on a new leader next week. His ousting, historic. The first time in U.S. history that the Speaker of the House was ever booted from the post, and that push came from members within his own party. This is ABC News. For the first time since the start of the pandemic, passport waiting times are going down, signaling a wave of relief for many travelers.
The State Department now says it has reduced passport processing times by 2 weeks. So that means that if you're applying to renew your passport through routine service, it will take 8 to 11 weeks. Expedited service will take 5 to 7 weeks. Now, keep in mind, this does not include mailing time, and it only applies to applications starting yesterday or later. So if you've already applied for a new passport, you could be waiting longer than that.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, wait times are still more than they were before the pandemic. Offices also dealing with staffing shortages. 24 million passports were issued over the past year, an all-time record. You may notice Vanna White missing from the Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak assuring viewers she missed the day of filming in August, 5 episodes, because she was recovering from COVID. A teacher has been her fill-in for those episodes airing this week, and it's fitting as it's Teachers Week on the show. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of 6 responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On
Friday. It was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News. I'm